First, though, Mr. Chris Bruns, Lincoln County Commissioner, stopping by here quickly. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Tanner. How are you today?
I'm here, and it's going to get hot. I don't like that.
Yeah, but we don't have this much longer.
No, you're right. You know, we can grind through a couple more days.
And I'm one. I want the summer to last.
Really?
Much
no,
longer.
No, I'm ready for fall, and although we don't really get a fall, that's the problem.
Exactly.
It turns into winter pretty quick.
The only good thing about fall is Husker football.
That's right. Football season's coming. We have a workshop in town today that you wanted to highlight.
Yes. So I think everybody that knows me, has heard me speak over the past couple years, knows that property tax is extremely important to me, getting our property tax situation under control, as well as making our state, our area, more economically vibrant and competitive. And so today, we have a workshop here in North Platte at 6 p.m. at Venue 304. That's 304 East 5th Street here downtown.
It's our neighbors to the north.
Exactly. So the workshop deals with a law that was passed back in 2021, the Truth in Taxation Law. And so last year, everybody got these bright pink postcards in the mail that talked about their property taxes and certain political subdivisions that if they were going over 2% of real growth in their revenue, they were listed on that. And it dealt with notifying them of a joint public hearing. And last year, that public hearing was packed. I mean, it was a packed house. And so it came to our attention. My organization that I do for my day job, as well as the Platt Institute, that we needed to have some workshops across the state to really inform the public, educate the public on how to work with your public officials, the different political subdivisions, to make sure that you have your voice heard appropriately and effectively to help influence this process and just make sure that our local political subdivisions are keeping their budgets in check. I mean, we've had this conversation over the past couple months with the property valuation increases. A lot of people are frustrated about that. That's one third of the element of the equation that goes into what you pay for your property taxes. Right. And that element, the property valuations, they're subject to the free market. The other two functions of that equation, your local political subdivisions, property tax request, and then their tax levy, those are the more important aspects of the equation. And that's what this centers on as far as this workshop. And so just wanted to make sure that people knew that there was a workshop today, 6 p.m. We've been doing this all across the state, the Platt Institute in my organization, the Heartland Independent Business Association. We were in Omaha, Papillion, Lincoln, Columbus, Kearney last night. We're here in North Platte today, and then we'll be out in Scottsbluff tomorrow. But just working across the state to educate the public and make sure that they're being informed and encouraging them to participate in this process.
I feel like out of that third, or out of, if you had that pie chart of one third, one third, one third, most people seem to get caught up in the one third of their own property tax evaluations. And that sounds like to me the one you're not going to change as much or really have hardly any influence on.
Little influence on that at all. There's a few things, you know, checking with the assessor to make sure all the facts, the details of your property are accurate. But though that is very strictly guided by state statute on what those valuations, how those formulas work, everything that goes into that. And the part that you can influence is, you know, paying attention to the budgets, paying attention to what is actually being requested for property tax to fund those budgets, and holding your public officials accountable. We hear it at the county. I hear it every day. And we've worked the past 2 years to reduce our property tax request asking and our tax rate at the county. We're on track to do that again this year, even in spite of the high inflationary environment we've had the past few years. But there's other political subdivisions that aren't necessarily in the same boat. And so just making sure that people are aware of what this is, this law, these postcards that will be coming out, that people aren't blindsided by them, that they know what to expect and they know how to participate and make their voices heard and ensure that they are really just, again, having a part in the process.
And a big way to learn more is head to the workshop tonight, 6 o'clock, Venue 304.
Yep. Venue 304, 6 p.m. You can go to plattinstitute.org/truth to learn a little bit more, and you can register for that. Registration's not necessarily needed. You can just show up at 6 p.m.
Okay. Very good, Chris. Thank you so much for coming by. I appreciate your time.
Much appreciated.